first of all, I'm going to tell a little story, but and give a little warning. But then we're going to continue our little foray into chain restaurants, wine lists, which we think is entertaining to a certain degree.
And tell you a little story about a man named Rob, poor country lawyer, going to keep his family fed. Till one day he went to the wine store, and 60-year-old granny pulled a bottle of wine.
Well, yeah,
straight from his hand.
Folks, I was
Louis M. Martini Cab Sauv.
No, it wasn't.
Pure red.
It wasn't.
Texas
I actually didn't
tea.
Buy what she was okay. I was at a grocery store today in the wine department. And a few things, some top tips. First of all, if you shop in wine departments, which I assume you do.
No, they're going to get beer from the cheese department.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, one thing you probably shouldn't do. And I don't do this, and Scott, do you do this? You don't do this. You don't walk around like Mother Teresa and try to recommend wines to people and chat them up. First of all, most people are assholes like me and don't want to talk to you.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to talk to somebody. I mean, I'm not there to have a conversation. I'm just looking at wine. I like to just walk around wine departments and look at stuff because I'm a weirdo. And I'm trying to get ideas for the show. Really, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get
you
ideas.
You want
to
see what... I want to see if they've got stuff that somebody else doesn't
I've just been checking to see if Coppola Directors is on post often. It's not. That's what I've been doing.
Looking for any bottles of Baron left.
They don't have Baron.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Really?
Yes.
But, folks, there was a lady that walked up to me. Well, not walked up to me, but she walked up to the shelf. I was in the Cabernet section, and she picked out a bottle of Pepperwood Grove Cabernet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is nasty. But I didn't say anything because I don't care. That's her money. She can do what she wants.
Yeah,
she wants
she earned
to,
it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. And I was trying to ignore her anyway, generally, as a normal person would. Trying to move away from her.
Antisocial.
I am. Anyway, so she starts talking to me awkwardly. I never made eye contact with her either, which is strange.
Well, it's, you know, not surprising.
So she says to me something along the lines, because I wasn't listening very close, but this wine is great. I love this wine. What kind of wines do you like? What do you have? What are you holding there? What are you buying? And she actually reached out to look at the wine I was showing her because...
She snatched it from his arms.
I wasn't interested in being part of her conversation. I was actually holding a Penfolds Canunga Hill Shiraz Cab that I did not buy.
Oh.
And I explained to her that I'm not buying wine that I like. I'm buying wine for a show that I am on and I'm a star of. And that she should leave me alone because I'm a very important person. I didn't say that, but I was thinking that.
He's thinking it.
Oh, I was giving off that vibe. Not because it's true. It's because I didn't want to talk to her or be seen with her. Or you know.
He was judging because of the wine she picked.
She could have picked out
and
something.
Granted.
I didn't want to talk to this woman.
I disagree. I think if she'd have picked out the Louis M. Martini, Cab Sauv, you would have been the one grabbing the bottle of wine out of her hands.
They have like 80 bottles of that. I don't have
really?
To... Really? Yes, they have a lot. The Sonoma?
Yeah, the Sonoma.
They have a lot of that. That's pretty common. No,
everybody else sold out.
Where do you go? You're looking for the Alexander Valley. I'm talking regular Sonoma.
Who cares about the Sonoma?
Well, you should, because it got a 90 from Parker, and he's never wrong, right? But anyway, so... I said, well, I told her that she realized that she wasn't looking for the Cabernet, she was looking for the Pinot. Why are you looking in the Cabernet section for Pinot? I don't know. But nevertheless, I said, well, I'm glad that you aren't buying that because when you picked it up, we've actually covered that wine on the show where I'm a big star. And it's terrible. And I gave her a few quick facts about it. It's Chilean, it's a mess. And then she walks away, and she's in like two aisles over, and she goes, I think you know more than I do.
You know, earlier, this story has kind of progressed, because I think one of the things that upset Rob about this, the first time he told me the story, that wasn't what she said.
What she said?
What she said was, well, I guess you know about want more about wine than I do.
I don't know if she said it that
in
way.
In a sacrosanct manner.
It was somewhere on the
judgmental
line.
Judgmental manner.
It was somewhere on the line of being a bitchy and sincere. It was somewhere in that line. You could take
what
it away.
What I got from the first time you told me the story was kind of an F you thing.
Well, that was me.
No, but that was her telling you.
I think that you could take it either way. I don't fucking care. Because who the fuck comes up and tries to, like, touch things that someone else is holding that you don't know? What the fuck is that?
Well, you know, this is what the superstar deals with all the time. And you're just... Well, maybe he's rubbing off on you.
Well, that's true.
Did you rip your shirt?
I did not. I never actually... Folks, I mentioned to Scott...
Did you sing Tiny Dancer for her?
No, I sang Rock of the West.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's all the Barry
she
White...
She was really ugly. I told Scott that I'm thinking about the Kevin Spacey character in Seven, where he's writing in his diaries that Morgan Freeman's reading. And Seven is a fantastic movie. You should go watch it, even though unless you're afraid of things. Then you shouldn't. But it's talking about... Kevin Spacey's character is a serial killer. Spoiler alert. And in his journals, he talks about he was on the subway talking to a man who was a friendly man, lonely man.
Well, Seven is the seven deadly sins.
Yes, I know. They don't. Anyway.
Well, the listeners don't know if they haven't seen the movie.
Well, they know the movie is Seven. Anyway, he was talking to him about the weather and all sorts of stuff. And Kevin Spacey's character then writes that he became sick with the man's banality. And he found out that he threw up all over the man. And the man was not happy. And I kind of discovered that I understand where that comes from. Because I just didn't want this woman to talk to me. I just want to be left alone. Is that wrong? That's... I don't know, folks.